Hi, welcome back to The Clinical Spiritualist. My name is Morgan Thomas, she, her, and I'm a queer therapist and coach. I'm passionate about uplifting the LGBTQ plus community through client-centered care, and I'm also a spiritual practitioner who specializes in tarot. During the pandemic, I embarked on a spiritual journey that led me into questioning everything about myself and my life. I came out as bisexual, left religion, began reading tarot, and started my own business. I'm passionate about sharing honest stories in hopes of bringing healing, curiosity, and new insights into your world. As always, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Morgan and I am your host. Oh my gosh, it's been a really long time since I've uploaded a podcast. It's been a really long time since I've done a collective reading, I think. I haven't looked at my podcast. I haven't put a lot of energy into it. And today I was just really feeling called to do a collective reading for November. So that's what we're going to do. But I just wanted to chit chat on where I'm at, how I've been feeling. So this week I've been off social media. I don't know if it's me or if you guys are feeling this too, but I just feel so weird. This has been the weirdest week of my life. I feel as we're approaching into fall and then into winter, I felt this last year and I really view the seasons as kind of this like spiritual hibernation or reset. And so as the days get colder and we start really getting into that winter period, I can just feel like my business slowing down. I'm slowing down. I have less. It's not that my visions aren't the same, but it's just my energy is lower. And obviously we need to take into account like mental health and seasonal depression and things like that. And also for me, it feels just really like energetic. Like I'm being called to step back, maybe not produce as much, really go internal, because for me, things are shifting and I don't have all the answers yet. But yeah, if you've been feeling this just like heavy, heavy introspection, maybe less energy, I just feel you, I hear you. And this happened to me last year, which feels reassuring. It just feels like a seasonal shift where like spring and summer, I was busy, my business was busy, and things now are just feeling like, okay, I think things are shifting. And just really want to remind you, sometimes the work is logging off and going internal. And I'm really just embodying like the Hermit tarot card right now. Yeah. So let's do a little reading if that feels good for you. And I've also, as I've been reading for people, kind of a new style of reading that's kind of been coming through for me is less is more. So I really don't have a lot of cards here. I've been doing that for myself lately too, of just like really trying to tune into one card and not pulling a bunch of clarifiers and trying to get a full clear picture, but just seeing how much more one card can give me, one energy can give me. So that's kind of what I embodied here in this collective reading. So also with this like weird little energy thing that's going on with me, and maybe the collective too, which I think so from the cards I've pulled for today, for this month. I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I totally just lost my train of thought. Yeah, I tried to pause that and remember what I was saying, but I literally don't know. So let's move forward. Let's talk about the energy of November. We have the Death card. Classic. And death is actually represents Scorpio, and we are in Scorpio season until like mid to late November, I think. So that was just so interesting for me. I just said, what is the collective energy of November? This really didn't feel surprising, but also I just like love when the tarot does what tarot does. So the seasons are changing. Scorpio season, on a cellular level, we're integrating and releasing what is no longer working for us. And with this death card, I was really tuning into, so honestly, when I think of death, I'm like career change, relationship ending, moving, quitting a job and a new one beginning, like just these very big things. And what I was really receiving was that there are deaths that happen really to us every single day that maybe we're not noticing as much. It's not these big transitional shifts of like, okay, in 2016, I was living in New York, and in 2020, I got a new job. It's not like, yes, those things are death, like, something ending, something like death and a rebirth. And these like really big monumental things where we kind of look back on our life and see like, okay, this breakup happened, this move happened, this career shift happened. And really, I feel like this death card wants us to like really tune into the small, less monumental deaths that happen every single day, every week, that maybe we're not as tuned into. But they're still important. If anything, they're equally important. We don't really have to put a judgment on, maybe a core belief has slowly shift over time and died. That's not any better or less than a huge move happens out of the blue, I really felt like with this death card, there needs to be some choices that need to be made. And when we make that choice of, okay, this is how I want to move into the world now, really leaning into that choice, I feel like death inevitably comes a choice. And instead of kind of teetering for too long, really tuning into the choice that comes with that card and trusting that and leaning into that. So when I look at the death card, even as a reader and someone who's exposed to the tarot every day and knows that none of these cards are scary or meant to harm us, it doesn't always sit right to see this card. And so I'm really reminded and tuned into the sun that is peeking out over the horizon, that is promise that a rebirth is around the corner, that something new, something different, and probably better for you is right there. But it doesn't make the death of whatever any less scary or heartbreaking. But I think that we can get so caught up in the imagery of kind of this fear that's associated with it, that we forget to see like this beautiful sun that is peeking up. And that we can still feel on some level, and we can see, and just kind of like it's a promise that something new is coming in, and that death is always for our highest good. And when I say death, I don't literally mean death. It's more like an things changing. It's always for maybe, I don't really, that kind of feels toxic positivity. I think that bad things can happen, and from that bad thing, something good can come. I don't think I will never say everything happens for a reason. I don't believe that. Okay, that's like a very existential conversation that we'll move on from. So I wrote down, not everything that quote unquote dies is this to the same degree as other deaths. So like I said, like the core belief. I'm thinking of a friend who also reads tarot, and she was posting about how her relationship with her body is really changing, and she's less critical of it. And in this season of her life, she's not focusing on a certain physique or, trying to control and manage, but really trying to lean into how movement supports her. And she's really kind of correlated it to a spiritual experience of like, we're all just a bunch of meat suits, which I hate that word, but it is so true. And really, that's not what matters, because at the end of the day, our bodies change, and our bodies die, but yet our soul is like really what's important. So to me, that feels like she was going through some sort of death of like this belief, this behavior that she had of maybe being very, and I don't know this. This is like speaking for just people in general that I know of who worked through this, and I have definitely moved through something similar. Where like this belief about your body and health and how you maybe you're working out 5 days a week, and through this death process, you decide, I want to intuitively move once a week. That's what feels good in the season. So to me, that example is a sort of death. Yeah. So that's what I'll say about the death card. So really tune into like what may be dying for you. For me, I feel things dying. I less so have the language for it right now. It's more of a feeling, less of like things happening, but I really feel like there are things that are being removed, from my life, excuse me, or going to be removed from my life. So if you don't have the language or knowing of what is dying, but yet you can feel shifts happening of things ending, things coming to completion, know that that's still death and that's valid too. We don't always know what's going on in our own life or what the universe is doing or what our body is just naturally integrating. Sometimes we don't always know right away. Maybe we know in hindsight. So I really want like that message to come through too, of we don't have to know it all. We don't have to know exactly what is changing to know that we're going through a change. That's really what I'm feeling lately, especially this week. Something is going on. I kept saying that yesterday, of like, something's weird, something's off, something's going on, but yet nothing was happening. My week this week has been very mundane, and cleaning and, you know, seeing clients and just a lot of introspective stuff, but yet I don't know what's going on, you know? So I want to like leave space for that too. But I have a few cards left. What can we learn? Eight of Swords. This card has come up for me actually. Two of Pentacles and Five of Wands. A lot of like conflict, discomfort, uncertainty, indecisiveness, lack of balance. And with these three cards together, I really felt like it was the balance between the Eight of Swords and the Five of Wands. The Five of Wands feels like, okay, what can we control? What can we fix? What can we change? Kind of like these conflicting things of what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Versus this Eight of Swords, this person has limiting beliefs. They're not seeing the full picture. They could see things differently, but they're not sure how. And so to me, with this Two of Pentacles, this feels like the action card in between of like finding this balance between what can be controlled, what kind of things can we fix and do with our bodies? You know, can we call up, you know, about an interview? Can we ask for more money? Can we, like, a lot of career stuff's coming up. Or is it more something where we need to have an internal shift of like, do I think I'm deserving of a new career? Do I think I'm deserving of a new home? So finding this balance, like what can we learn is how to find this balance of controlling versus what is the illusion of control? And we really need to sit with how can we tolerate feeling out of control? So this balance between is there an action that actually needs to be done? Like, do we need to do something, or do we need to sit with something, tolerate it, and work through that and integrate it? And then the final card I have here, and that will be all for our collective reading, is a new earth. It's happening. Keep holding the vision. So I feel like overall the theme here is we're uncomfortable. The universe knows it. But it's all for what we want. It just feels like right now, November is kind of like we're going down the highway, we're going to our destination, and we've had to swerve over to a side road and like change a flat tire. Ooh, that like feels like a really good metaphor. Yeah. We have to do something that kind of sucks. Kind of why? It's human dumb stuff. We don't like it. If we could control it, we would have not had the flat tire. But yeah, here we are, and we have to fix it or we cannot move forward. Wow. Thank you, universe. So yeah, November's like a flat tire, side road, and it's all for what you truly desire. Follow me at Morgan Thomas Coaching on Instagram and TikTok. I will be back on social media probably in a few days. And I hope you have a safe, beautiful rest of your November. Take care.